President Barack Obama got the biggest applause of his speech when he made this announcement at NC State earlier this week.
I'm pleased to announce America's newest high-tech manufacturing hub, which is going to be focused on the next generation of power electronics, is going to be based right here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The Next Generation Power Electronics Innovation Institute is a $140 million initiative. It includes $70 million from the Department of Energy, the largest single grant in NC State history.
That's good news. That's good news.
What's good news is NC State already has the minds and the infrastructure in place to lead such an initiative, which is going to develop what are called wide band gap semiconductors.
I was just schooled on all this. I'm not sure that I'm fully qualified to describe the technical elements of this. Raise your hand if you know what it is. Say, we got some.
One of the people in the audience raising his hand was NC State's Jay Balaga, a distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering.
I'm considered the father of wide bandgap semiconductors for power device applications.
Balaga derived an equation back in 1980, which is now commonly referred to by the semiconductor industry as Balaga's figure of merit. Balaga founded the Power Semiconductor Research Center at NC State. In 2011, President Obama awarded him the National Medal of Technology and Innovation.
I've been promoting the use of wide bandgap semiconductors now for over 30 years. And with any technology, it takes a while for it to be demonstrated to be a viable technology.
In other words, to reduce the defects, reduce the cost, increase the yield. What wide band gap allows engineers to do is produce devices at higher voltages, at higher temperatures, and higher frequencies. And in the long run, that uses a lot less energy, making things like cell phones to industrial motors to electric cars smaller, faster, and cheaper, according to the president.
So what room is this?
This is our switchgear room. This is actually where the president came in when we greeted him. This is where the power comes into the building and feeds all of our test equipment from this area. You can hear the transformers humming.
President Obama made a stop in Research Triangle Park during his visit this week at VACON, a global leader in AC drives. They operate in 29 countries. This research and development facility is their newest office. Devin Dilley is the director of R&D. He's glad VACON is a part of the new consortium that will be housed at NC State.
For us, it makes our products more efficient, which saves our customers money, and it improves the performance of our equipment as well. So we're looking forward to being able to implement that in our industrial products.
VACON only has a dozen employees in RTP, but Vice President Dan Isaacson says that will change.
We try to think or evaluate where would we have the highest possibility. Where would we have the highest likelihood of finding competent engineers as well as collaboration partners? So we looked at different parts of the country, and then we ended up here.
VACON will be joined by LED lighting products innovator Cree and several other companies, along with a total of six universities to make up the Public-Private Manufacturing Institute. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.